Today, we are continuing our study of the Gospel of John, and we'll begin to focus on the I Am sayings of Jesus, which were so beautifully sung earlier by our choir. These sayings are part of a series in which Jesus describes himself as I Am, reminding his listeners of God's response when Moses asked God's name, I Am. I am who I am, which is Yahweh. In each of these sayings, we learn about the character of Jesus. So what does he mean when he says, I am the bread of life? Please bow your hearts in prayer with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the blessings of this life, your unfailing love, your Son, our Savior and Lord, and your Holy Spirit who heals and empowers us. Help us to study this passage so that we may gain a deeper understanding of Jesus' self-revelation and his relationship to God the Father and to us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. To put this passage in context, I wanted to remind you about the lesson we had last week. We studied Jesus feeding over 5,000 people with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Our preacher, Mike McNichols, spoke about how Jesus saw the people and had compassion on them. He also said that seeing is believing. At the end of the passage, Jesus slipped away to the hills by himself because the people wanted to force him to be their king. After this passage, with the miracle occurring, the disciples take a boat to go across the lake to Capernaum. Jesus is not with the disciples. And then the disciples see Jesus walk on water, and Jesus went into their boat. With this, let us begin our study of today's passage. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the far shore saw that the disciples had taken the only boat, and they realized that Jesus had not gone with them. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went across to Capernaum to look for him. The people are pursuing Jesus by going to Capernaum. They believe Jesus is the prophet they have been waiting for and intend to have him become the king. The king who restores the kingdom and defeats their oppressors, the Romans. That was their expectation of the Messiah. They found him on the other side of the lake and asked, Rabbi, when did you get here? And Jesus replies, I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. People see, but they do not believe. They do not understand the miraculous signs that Jesus does. In the Gospel of John, the writer emphasizes seeing rightly to believe. Do we seek to perceive Jesus and the blessings that he gives us? Do we seek to perceive the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives? Jesus continues, but don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you, where God the Father has given me the seal of his approval. So Jesus encourages the people not to be concerned about perishable things such as food. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 27, Jesus tells the people, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? We are not meant to worry. Instead, we are to focus our lives on seeking eternal life that Jesus offers. everyone who believes in Jesus will have eternal life. Now, this isn't limited to an afterlife. It's abundant life now. Dear friends, we have abundant life filled with love as well as joy and peace, no matter what the circumstances we are encountering, because we have a relationship with Jesus. When Jesus indicates that he has the seal of approval from God the Father, Jesus is affirming his relationship with God the Father and Jesus' dependency on God the Father in all he does. They replied, "We want to perform God's works too. What should we do?" Now, in the NIV translation of the previous verse, Jesus explains that the people should not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. So with this translation, it seems that the people are interested in earning food that endures to eternal life. They're focused on being fed. Jesus told them, "This is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent." The work that God wants is belief in the Son of God, Jesus. We cannot earn salvation. We choose to believe in Jesus. As John wrote in chapter 3, God sent Jesus not to condemn the world, but to save the world. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. Those who believe in Jesus will be saved. There is no judgment against them. Those who do not believe in Jesus have been judged. We either accept or reject Jesus. There is no neutral option. We affirm our belief in Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, as we will say in the Apostles' Creed a little bit later in our worship. They answered, "Show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do?" Oh, wait, what? I mean, they asked Jesus to perform a miraculous sign. Yesterday, they saw the feeding of 5,000 people. It was miraculous. And prior to that feeding, Jesus has been wandering about the land, healing people, miraculous healing. So they asked for a miracle. But they continue, "After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scriptures say, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat." Aha, that's it. The crowd is asking Jesus for more miracles. They believe Moses fed hundreds of thousands of people daily for 40 years. Miraculous feeding for over 5,000 people once just isn't enough for them. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven." Jesus is pointing to God the Father as the source of the manna that fed the Israelites as they wandered in the wilderness. The Israelites were dependent upon God feeding them their daily bread. Jesus instructs the people that God is now offering them the true bread from heaven, bread of eternal life. God the Father is the source of the miraculous feeding on the previous day. And more importantly, God the Father is the source of true bread. Like the Israelites, we are dependent upon God for our daily bread as we pray in the Lord's Prayer. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus is the true bread who came down from heaven and gives life to the world. John repeatedly writes that Jesus came down from heaven giving life and light to the world. "Sir," they said, "give us that bread every day." They're expecting a daily feeding like the manna. Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This verse is the first of the series of I Am statements by Jesus. These statements are self-revelation by Jesus. Jesus identifies himself with important spiritual symbols, truth, light and human experience, such as bread, to reveal that all human needs and longings are satisfied by Him, are met in Him. The I Am statements reminded listeners of God's response when Moses asked God's name to tell the Israelites who sent him. God responded to Moses, "I am. I am who I am." These I Am sayings reinforce that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God, an equal part of the Trinity. Old Testament scholar John Goldingay has interpreted the I Am response offered to Moses to mean, "I will be who you need me to be." Dear friends, we need Christ's presence in our daily life. We need the bread of life that Jesus offers to us. We must choose to come to Jesus and believe to receive the bread of life to satisfy our hunger. When Jesus says, "Whoever believes will never be thirsty," we're reminded of the Samaritan woman at the well, to whom Jesus reveals he offers living water. Unlike the people in this passage, she perceived and she believed. And if you recall, she ran and told everybody in her village. Could this be the Messiah? Could this be the prophet? And they followed her. Contrast, Samaritan woman, outsider, Samaritan and woman, and she gets it. And all these people who've been fed, I mean, she didn't actually get the water at that moment. She hears them and she sees rightly. They see, they miss it. Jesus continues, "But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them." Jesus does not believe those who reject him. Jesus does not reject those who believe in him. There are moments in our lives, dear friends, where we may feel rejected by others, but we are never rejected by Jesus. Jesus loves us unconditionally, and we may take comfort in that love. Jesus continues, "For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him shall have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day." Jesus does the will of the Father, not his own will. Jesus is obedient to the Father. We can trust Jesus because Jesus is obedient. Then the people began to murmur in disagreement because he had said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." The people murmur in disagreement is the same as the Israelites grumbling in the wilderness against God and Moses. The Israelites saw the manna, they received the manna, ate the manna, and failed to perceive and believe. They grumbled. Let us with grateful hearts see the blessings given by God. They said, "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? We know his father and mother. How can he say, 'I came down from heaven'?" They see Jesus, but they don't see him rightly. There are those who perceive Jesus in our lives as an enlightened human being, one who had many wonderful teachings, but they don't understand that Jesus is fully human, fully divine, Son of God. Let us see rightly. Let us see Jesus as the Son of God. Jesus replied, "Stop complaining about what I said. For no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. And at the last day, I will raise them up. As is written in the scriptures, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has ever seen the Father. Only I, who was sent from God, have seen him. So let's contemplate those verses. All will be taught by God. And everyone who listens and learns comes to Jesus. May we listen to the Word of God and learn. May we trust the Holy Spirit to reveal things to us as we listen to the Word. I know I've said this before, but I think it bears repeating that there are times when I'll hear a Bible verse and suddenly I get it. I mean, I've heard the verse maybe all my life, and that's a blessing from the Holy Spirit. And we keep asking the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what we need to know. And God always answers that prayer and reveals to us in time, in due time. We know that God loved the world and that he gave his only Son so that all who believe will not perish but have eternal life. The heart of the Father is for all to have eternal life through Jesus. This is God's unfailing love and grace. But we must choose to accept this love and grace. In these I Am verses, Jesus reveals himself in his life and ministry. Jesus reveals God the Father. Jesus is the only one who has seen the face of God. Jesus continues, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes has eternal life. Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and this bread, which I will offer so the world may live, is my flesh. So Jesus continues to emphasize that the crowd should not seek bread that will spoil, which the manna did, but to accept the bread of life that he offers. We believe in God who gives us blessings and miracles, but not the miracles themselves. They are signs of God's grace, but we don't put our faith in miracles. We put our faith in God. When Jesus said, this bread that he will offer, he is referring to his crucifixion and resurrection, which gives us salvation. That's why Jesus is saying, future tense, he will offer. Then the people began arguing with each other about what he meant. How can this man give us his flesh to eat, they asked. So Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life within you. But anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise that person at the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Of course, we know that Jesus is referring to the Lord's Supper. And we come to the altar and receive Christ's body and blood, assured that we will never be hungry or thirsty. We are assured of eternal life, abundant life now with Christ's presence, and the love, the joy, and the peace that can only come from him. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. I live because of the living Father who sent me. In the same way, anyone who feeds on me will live because of me. I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will not die, as your ancestors did, even though they ate manna, but will live forever. Through faith, we abide in Jesus, who abides in God, the Father. The Father loves the Son. Jesus is close to the heart of the Father. We have access to God through Jesus. We have access to that love. And we have eternal life through Jesus. Amen.